Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Today is June the 2nd, 2016, and this is our weekly South Center's live streaming radio and video shows that is aired at the Ohio State University South Center's on our broadcasting channel. While we build our video studio, we are enjoying the radio live streaming broadcast that we will be doing on Thursdays from 9 to 9:30 each Thursday during June. After that, we will be doing live video and radio streaming from 9 to 12 on Thursdays. We're here at the studios at the Ohio State University South Centers in Piketon, Ohio, and our goal is very simple: to inform our listening and viewing audience of the diverse educational programs and, more importantly, the individuals who work with these programs and how they assist you. Programs include the Business Network Team, the Agricultural Research and Educational Programs, our Aquaculture, Soil and Water Conservation, Food Marketing, and many other programs that benefit our area, our state of Ohio, and on a global basis. We also interview guests from a number of different businesses, organizations, persons from educational fields, as well as other unique individuals that live and work and prosper in Southern Ohio. I'm today's moderator, Patrick Dengel, Business Development Specialist, who will be here today, in which we will be talking with two of our favorite guests on this broadcast. The first will be Andy Cole. Andy is a operations manager of the Premier Kites and Designs, located in Portsmouth. And then we will be talking with Toni Dengel. She's the program officer of the marketing department with the Saeta Foundation, in which she will be discussing a fundraising project with the Red Cross program, Dancing with the Stars. So that looks like it's going to be an interesting broadcast program. You can also catch our live TV radio programs on the OSU-Ryle Collaboration broadcast that we undertake each Wednesday on the Ryle Grand Cable Access TV and Channel 17 on Time Warner. We archive the programs on YouTube and Blog Talk for viewing and listening again. Let's now look at some interesting guests that we have today. You know, as a boy, I remember growing up in Coshocton that my parents would get a paper kite for my brother and I to fly during windy days in Coshocton, Ohio. We had a lot of fun. Those paper kites were flimsy, though, and very light, and once a tree or a telephone line caught them, our fun was over. But that wasn't anything greater. There wasn't really anything greater than flying a kite to see how high we could get it in the sky. Well, today our first guest is the operations manager of the Premier Kites and Designs. It's a business located in Portsmouth, Ohio, Andy Cole. Andy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It is great having you on as a guest. It's my understanding that Premier Kites and Designs are sold throughout the entire world. Is that correct?
That is correct. We sell our products basically in the U.S. model, but we do sell outside the U.S. and in a lot of different markets everywhere. Everywhere that someone wants to fly a kite, we are there. We're one of the largest kite manufacturers for specific retailers out there, and you know, our kitsch is a little different from the paper kites of your day, wherein you had fun with them. We have really beefed up kites and made them a much more aerodynamic, much better flying kite, much stronger, and we offer quite a few different kites out there now that's never even been imagined quite a few years ago.
Huh. And also, your company has different kinds of things that you can put on the lawn. You know, I've been looking for a pink flamingo that I can surprise my wife and put on the front lawn. Do you have any of those?
Hey, listen, pink flamingos are exceptionally popular. They're funny, and everybody knows what they are. And we have about 13 different spinning pink flamingos that are available.
Well, that's interesting. Well, before we get more into your premier kites and designs, et cetera, tell us a little bit about yourself, Andy, to the listening audience.
Well, I grew up here in Portsmouth. I traveled about a bit, but went to University of Cincinnati, came back and finished up my degree here at Shawnee State. And I've worked for quite a few industries, but for the past 15-plus years, you know, I've been here with Premier Kites and Designs. And we were lucky enough to open up and continue to run a sales and operations center here, and also a warehousing district or a distribution center. So we're fully engrossed in the Portsmouth, Ohio area, and really are enjoying the small town life. Pat, you there? Yeah. Okay.
Hey. I'm back. I went from Never Land to back to the land of the living.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again.
I'm not sure what happened, but I appreciate everyone's patience on that. So anyway, you were talking about Andy, how you got involved, or a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I was, I don't know where I lost you guys, but, you know, basically grew up here in Portsmouth, Ohio, and traveled around a little bit, finished up my education here in Portsmouth, Ohio at Shawnee State, and got involved with this company over 15 years ago, and, you know, we're here in a small town, and running not only a sales and marketing department, but we're also running our warehouse and shipping facility as well. So we're doing all that out of this this small town here in Portsmouth and enjoying the small town life.
And I understand that for a while you lived in Washington, D.C.
Yes, that is correct. Our corporate office is where I got involved with the Premier Kites and Designs. They have an office based out of the Washington, D.C. area. So, you know, when I was up there and doing some job, you know, searching, that was one that actually really intrigued me and kind of started my career path with Premier Kites.
Well, you've always spoken highly of the owners, and you are very appreciative of their willingness to move your operations to Portsmouth, Ohio.
Yes, it's always a tricky situation to relocate a majority of a business. You know, the cost involved in doing so are high, and the risks are high. So, you know, it takes a real real dedicated business or owners to actually go out on a limb and try to make something new from nothing, and they've done so here in Portsmouth. We run over 100,000 square foot warehouse. It's multi-level with two elevators in it. We have a full-time staffing of over 20-some people that work here every day, and we're doing a lot of good things in the area.
I think that's great. So in addition to the kites, it's my understanding that I bought the zoo, purchased some of your kites, and was shown at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I tell you, we're well received in the world of kiting. We make the best kites in the world. So when a movie theater are typically looking to incorporate kites into their film, like We Bought a Zoo, at the end they have, I think it's 15 or 20 red kites that they fly. Those are ours. We've been seen on Night at the Museum. In their gift shop, hanging all over the place. If you've watched the movie Mr. Magorium's Wonder Emporium, that toy shop is doused with our kites. Even movies like Shooter have our stunt kite being flown in it. So there's a lot of different things that people are doing with our kites like that.
Well, we have 3 or so minutes left, and let's talk a little bit about some of the other lawn ornament designs or the other kinds of products that you have besides kites. We talked a little bit about the pink flamingos and the spinners, etc., but they add a lot to the lawn, the decorations, don't they?
Yes. We have literally thousands of different what I'd call yard spinners. Everything from a green tractor that has wheels that will spin to like what you referred to as the pink flamingos. For people that are decorating gardens, we have birds and bees and bugs, and we have vehicle spinners. The amount of products that we have that we will make spin in the wind is pretty enormous. And, our website carries close to 2,500 different SKUs that you're able to kind of look at and see.
Oh, okay. So what is your website name?
It's Premier Kites and Designs, just like it sounds, PremierKites.com.
And say that one more time, Premier Kites.
That's correct, PremierKites.com.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. So we can purchase from you, can't we?
You can. There is a where-to-buy section on there. You can purchase from us or our thousands of retailers that sell our kites as well.
Oh, very good. And as operations manager, I'm assuming you go around or are in contact with many, many retailers in this area globally that will purchase those kites also.
That's right. We are a wholesaler, which means we sell products to businesses who sell it to the end users, like you and I when we're shopping on the weekend. So we do wholesale out, but our website actually has an available area for you to go on and look and see what we have and actually to purchase products from that website as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, we have only one more minute. Can you tell us about the people in Portsmouth, Ohio, and Southern Ohio? We're a great group of people, aren't we?
I tell you what, there's nothing better for me to be asked a question like that, because when it comes down to the end of the day, I go home with a smile on my face, and I actually get to come to work with a smile on my face. The people in our area are truly good people, and they're really somebody that I'm proud to say I'm in business with. So yes, everybody from the employees that work for us here to the businesses, the local businesses that we deal with to make our business run, are all very supportive and very friendly. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah, it is, and I'm very appreciative of what you said. You know, it's a great place to raise your family and even start small businesses. So, Andy, I want to thank you very much. Anything that I didn't ask you or you wish I would have asked you, or any words of wisdom you want to depart with?
I would say in a quick wrap-up, put something fun in your yard. Motion and color is always fun. Your neighbors will enjoy it. You'll enjoy it. It brings a smile to your face. And if you have the ability, or even if you don't, make the ability to get out to a park and fly a kite. It brings happiness to the world.
Yes, I can testify to that. Just stay away from the trees and the power lines. I did not. Andy, I want to thank you. We're talking with Andy Cole. He's the operations manager of the Premier Kite and Design, located in Portsmouth, Ohio. Andy, thank you very much.
It's been
our
fun, Pat. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our second guest will be Toni Dangle. She is the productions officer in marketing, program officer of marketing at the Sciatica Foundation, who's going to be talking about an upcoming fundraising project with the Red Cross program, and it's going to be Dancing with the Stars. That's rather interesting. You know, I remember at one time I was limber enough to be able to dance with my wife. No, it was not the jitterbug or disco. It was my own style of dancing, according to those who I would bump into. However, there are a number of people who had the ability to dance, and this fundraiser is pairing up dancers who seek donations. So, Toni, let's see, she's not on the line yet.
Nope.
Yeah, Toni? Hey, Toni. Well, she'll be here in a minute. While Toni's being reconnected, let me tell you a little bit about some of the programs that we have that we broadcast on a Wednesday at the Ohio State University of Rhode Island Collaboration Program. Yesterday, we had business talk with Alan Cook, which he talked about the Southern Ohio Storytelling Festival. We had the Positive Experience Training with Dr. Tom High School and Mike Thompson about how to help your dog and you manage vet visits. And we had at 3 o'clock Dr. Michelle Johnston, who interviewed Marianne Campbell. She's a volunteer extraordinaire at the University of Rob Grant Community College. So, let's see. Toni, are you there?
Hi, Dad. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah.
It's interesting. My phone here at the South Center studio dropped, and so that's why we're all having a little bit of difficulty. Not sure what happened, but that's the modern age of technology. Toni, as you may have heard, some of us are dancers and some of us are bumpers. And when I was dancing, I was a bumper. So what can I say? You know, some people are gifted and some people aren't. But I understand that you're not only working with the Sciatica Foundation as a program officer in the marketing, you're also involved in a fundraising program with the project with the Red Cross, Dancing with the Stars.
That's true.
You wanna
tell us? Sure. Then I bet you're hoping that I have more of a mom's rhythm than yours. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, I'm a program officer with Sciatica Foundation, and I take care of the scholarship websites and our website, Facebook, any kind of social media kind of thing. That's what I kind of handle. What's nice is our scholarship season just kind of ended where the committee came in and selected over $350,000 worth of scholarships. So
that is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Right, and we're gearing up to getting our scholarship luncheon scheduled. So that's going to be June 23rd. So those who have received a scholarship are invited to come out, and the donors who have made the funds possible, we invite them as well. So we like to pair the donors with the scholarship kids. So we're pretty excited to, you know, give away you know, so much money every year. So it's just a nice thing in the community that we can do. But
well, now it's my understanding that when individuals set up foundations or they set up
endowment
projects,
funds.
Endowment funds, et cetera, they can sort of earmark specific or they can earmark general how that money is to be used. And it's my understanding is that correct?
Absolutely. We have field of interest funds. So if someone wants to give, let's say, to the arts, they can set up a fund that the Board of Governors, when we receive grants, we can say, okay, well, this kind of pertains to the arts. So if we have a field of interest fund, we can use that money for grant dollars. We also have designated and donor advised funds where the donor can actually submit requests and say, okay, I'd like to give $1,000 from my fund to this project. So they'll let us know, and then we'll fill out the paperwork, and then we'll do some research to make sure that the organization is able to accept the funds. And then we have scholarship funds and also unrestricted funds, which are our basis for the grant dollars. So we have various different funds to kind of help individuals.
And your SIDA Foundation is not a new organization. It's been around for many years. Is that correct?
Since 1974, we've been around since 1974. I believe we're one of the oldest foundations in Ohio. The Cleveland Foundation is the oldest, but we, you know, for our community, it's a very positive thing to have something like this in the community.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I know that you've helped a number of different students. You know, tuition in college is very, very expensive now, and every little bit helps. And I know that your foundation, but you said that you helped how many students this past month?
With our actual scholarships that we've selected through the scholarship committee plus the external scholarships that other committees have selected, I'd say over 150 students have probably received
a
scholarship.
That is fantastic.
I started this position in 2006, and a couple years after, we received a large fund from the Jacobs, and we're able to pass out around $40,000, if not more, of scholarships. So that really helps, you know, to give a big chunk to the students.
That is
so.
You know, how did you get involved in Dancing with the Stars?
Well, they asked me. Well, as you know, Adam was on the board, and Marcia was a part of it, and we've always kind of had, a warm and fuzzy feeling for them. So when I heard about this program. I thought it would be nice to kind of help out in my free time and, you know, support such a great cause.
And, you know, I don't know too many dance names, but I'm assuming that it's all slow dancing, correct?
No. There's going to be, you know, I believe last year there's a little jitterbug and hip-hop dancing, and, you know, someone even danced to the Tennessee Waltz. So.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that there's, what do you call it, classic dancing. There's several programs in the Portsmouth area that helps you to teach ballroom dancing. Is that correct?
I believe so. I don't know of it, but I'm sure it probably is. I have no idea.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've always enjoyed watching dancing. As I said, when I get on the dancing floor, everyone just sort of moves away. So what can I say?
Yeah.
And so... your partner and you, have you selected a partner yet that will...
It's in the very beginning stages. I was just notified a couple weeks ago that I would even be a contestant. So,
very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and what's nice is that they're having their Heroes Breakfast August 18th.
August the 18th. At what time?
I believe 7:30 is when it starts,
okay.
And it ends at 8 o'clock. But they'll give an award and you know, to local heroes, and they do a really good job. So if you're able to make it and you're in the area, you should think about attending. It's $10 a ticket. So.
Okay, and so we can contact you at the Sarita Foundation.
Actually, you would contact Debbie Smith at the Red Cross, because she would be the one that has the tickets.
Okay. And you happen to have her phone number at the present time? If not, we can post it.
I did. You'll have to post it. I had it, and I'm not sure. I'm not a morning person, Dad, and you know this. This is the worst interview ever.
And I'm not a dancer, so what can I say? Well, you know, the interesting thing, you know, as we use technology, as you know, we're going to be going live video and radio streaming on our own separate channel. You know that we do a number of different shows at the OSU RIO Collaboration Program, which we broadcast on the RIO Grand Cable Access. And so as we look at the available media, we decided that we wanted to get involved in expanding our horizons with a TV channel. And so here at the Ohio State University South Centers, we've undergone this process. And so... we're working through the glitches, just like we had earlier today. So, we're doing our best to make things happen. Tony, we have only 15 seconds, so I want to thank you very much for coming. I wish to thank our listening audience, and I want to leave you with some words of wisdom. If you think you can do it, the hardest step is starting. I'm Patrick.